Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Fran Duffy. It's our day three practice report. The rookie and selective veteran practices are over. And today, it was a little lighter because the veterans like Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, among others, they got the morning off as the veterans will report to the NovaCare Complex later today. So we'll spotlight a couple players real quick and then give you an overarching big picture look at the first 3 days of training camp. The guy I want to spotlight today, linebacker Don Cherry, one of the selected veterans who is still out here, spent his rookie year on the practice squad, broke up a pass during the 7-on-7 drills, had an interception yesterday in practice. To me, he's learning the strong side position after he came in as a middle linebacker last year, so he's cross-training there, so to speak. But to me, he's made a couple plays the last few days to stand out, and he's going to be a guy to watch primarily on special teams as the Eagles look to address the depth at linebacker as well throughout the course of training camp.
Yeah, last summer, to me, a guy that stood out to me was CFL standout Aaron Grimes at the cornerback position. Well, we're going to see Grimes for the rest of the summer, but for these first 3 days, we got to see Mitchell White at cornerback, had a huge pass breakup today on a dig route in the middle of the field. He's made some plays on the ball throughout the course of the week. Mitchell White at corner really stood out to me on Wednesday.
All right, enough of the defense. You guys want to know about the offense, so I'm going to go big picture. And from the last couple of days, I love the way the backs were catching the ball out of the backfield. I'm looking at Donnell Pumphrey and Corey Clement. Pumphrey, we knew all about. Now, he's also been doing a lot of punt return drills throughout the course of the first few days, so I wonder if they're going to try to give him a look there throughout the course of training camp. But Corey Clement was someone who came into 2017 not really known as a pass catcher, but looked really smooth catching the ball out of the backfield, solid hands, and he's also slimmed down. He was 227 at the start of the rookie camp. He's down to 215 where the Eagles want him. So obviously it's going to be a great competition to watch there at running back with LeGarrette Blount leading the way, but Clement going to be a guy to watch throughout the training camp and preseason.
Yeah, and then one last guy that really has stood out to me over the course of the first 3 days, Joe Walker, last year's seventh-round pick out of Oregon. Linebacker missed all of last season due to a torn ACL suffered at the end of last training camp. He's really stood out to me, especially day two. I thought he made a lot of plays in coverage. He looked smooth coming off the knee injury, made some plays in special teams. Not really made plays, but looked good in those special teams isolation drills. I think that Joe Walker really stood out to me over the course of the first 3 days.
All right, Fran, I know it's not going to be one of the sexiest battles to watch throughout the course of training camp, but the depth at linebacker is going to be something that fans should keep an eye on. As you know, the stars are pretty much set with Jordan Hicks in the middle and Michael Kendricks and Nigel Bradham on the outside, but the depth spot's going to be a good competition throughout the course of training camp and the preseason. That's going to do it here for our practice report. For Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and make sure to keep watching our coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app throughout training camp.